you ever call it anything else?
Well, I heard it called kettle.
Did you ever use it for anything else, like rolling pins?
Yeah, you use it. It was used for several different things. I've seen folks use it to can, to put their vegetables in the can and then put it in that pot. They usually wrap those cans with sacks, cotton sacks, mm-hmm. to keep them from busting one against one another. And they'd process that food in that can in that pot. That was their way of eating. We never did do it here. We had fresh cooking most of the time. Mm-hmm.
What about those green containers on the dam? What you call that?
Bases.
The eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper.
They usually refer to it as silverware, whether it is or not.
Okay, and what pieces of silverware did they use?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, and if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put
steak knives
by the plate. If the dishes are all dirty, your wife might say, I must
wash some dishes.
And after she washes them, that is, if she doesn't have she has an automatic.
Yeah, she's got a dishwasher.
Well, before she got that, what did she do after she washed them?
She just scald them and then dry them.
What does she do in clear water after she washes?
Rinse.
Okay. And then what does she call that cloth or rag that she dries?
Dish rag. Dish cloth.
And the small square terry cloth that you use to wash your face with. What do you call it?
Wash cloth.
And what do you use after you take a bath to dry them?
Towel.
Okay. And what do you call it, what you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen?
Faucet.
Okay, back a long time ago, I don't know how long, when people used to buy flour. What did the flour come in?
It came in a sack.
Was there ever a bigger container that you could buy flour in?
Oh yeah, you could buy flour in 25. Years ago, the flour came in 25 and 50 pound sacks. And 450 pound sacks was considered a barrel. That's what you call a barrel of flour. 450 pound sacks, which would be 200 pounds. It's a barrel of flour.
What about if you want to pour something into a narrow mouth bottle?
You use a funnel.
Yeah. And did you ever use anything to urge your horses to go faster when you were riding?
Yeah, we have hickory.
What about